You are standing here today, all of you in front of Hashem, Roshechem, Shivtechem, the heads of your Shvatim, Ziknechem, your elders, Vishaytrechem, your policemen, Kodesh Yisrael. So one of his Shvatim over here says, Loma Nismucha Parshas Atem Nitzovim L'Klolis. The end of last week's parsha, we had the Toichicha. So why is Atem Nitzovim right next to the Toichicha of last week's Klolis? L'Vishishamu Yisrael Meya Klolis Chosr Shtai. Because Klal Yisrael heard 98 Klolis in the Toichicha, Chutz Mimem Tesser V'Teirus Kehan. Aside from the Klolis and Parshas B'Chukaisai, they heard 98 Klolis. Hariku Paneim, their faces turned pallid, changed colors. Va'amru, and they said, Miyuchulamai Ba'elu, who could withstand these terrible Klolis? So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to appease them. Hischol Maishel Avaisan, don't worry, Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim, you're still standing today. Harbe Yechastem Lufnei Hamakayim, you got HaKadosh Baruch Hu plenty angry, and you're still here today. So the famous question that all the Mepharshim ask is, if the purpose of the Klolis, the purpose of the Teichicha, was to instill fear into Klal Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of like pulling out the carpet from under the Klolis, was taking away the force of the Klolis. Ah, don't worry, you know, Hashem is not going to really take it out on you. There's nothing really to worry about. What's the pshat? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant for these klolos to be said and to scare Klal Yisrael, what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing over here by saying, what is the pshat? So, I just now saw a pshat from HaGaon Rav Yaakov Naiman. He's a Sefer Darkei Musar. He says a wonderful pshat. He says, Zichr the klolos were meant to instill fear into Klal Yisrael. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over here was, Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim Kulchem. When you're all Ba'achdus, Roshechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shaitrechem, Kodesh Yisrael, then the Klolos can't have an effect on you. Of course the Klolos were meant to instill fear in Klal Yisrael, but if there'll be Achdus amongst you, the level of Klal Yisrael will be such that the Klolos will not have an effect. Alright, in the Midbar basically they were Ba'achdus. So even though there were Klolos, even though there was reason that Hashem should get angry at them, over Hayyais Be'etzim, they were Ba'achdus, Harbi Echastem, but the fact that you were one unit, the Klolos did not take effect. And this is a secret for Klal Yisrael for the generations. If we remain Ba'achdus, if we are mechazik each other in Ruchnius and in Gashmius and in Chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back the Klolos from us. It's when we're in Pirut, it's when we're separate, when we're not Ba'achdus, that is when those Klolos take effect. Now it's interesting to note there's a Zohar HaKadosh that says over here, Atem Nitzovim Hayayim. Hayyim with a hey hayyidiyah, on this day, this special day, the Zohar HaKadosh says that that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So the Svarim bring down that Rosh Hashanah is especially a time when we have to stand ba'achdus. Atem nitzovim hayyim kulchem lufnei Hashem alaykechem roshechem shiftechem ziknechem, especially on Rosh Hashanah, if we want to be zoiche to a ksiva v'chasim v'tayveh, we want to be zoiche to a good din, it's especially important that we stand ba'achdus, that there is no period, there is no separation amongst us. I've said over here numerous times, Rav Elia Lopyan, one of his shmuzin before the Yemei Hadin, he said that in the Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that before Rosh Hashanah, we bathe, we take haircuts, we get dressed up nicely, because we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good ksiva, he's going to give us a good ksiva. So we see that there's an aspect of fear on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, why the Malachi Asher is Yesta Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why don't we say Hawel on Rosh Hashanah? So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers them, Melach Yoyshev Bidin, the Sefer Chaim, the Sefer Mason, Psuchim Lefano, the Book of Life and Death is opened up before him. So Klal Yisrael should say Shira. That is not a time to say Shira. So on one hand, we see that Rosh Hashanah is a time of Simcha. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah calls it Yom Tivshel Rosh Hashanah. And the Kisa, you see, it's a time of Pachah. So Rav Elia Lopyan says there really is both. If you're talking about Klal Yisrael as a whole, we have confidence that Klal Yisrael as a whole will be zeiche to a good ksiv v'chasim v'taiva. There states that there were times in our history when Klal Yisrael as a whole suffered, but b'derech Klal, the unity of Klal Yisrael, the nation of Klal Yisrael, generally can be confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a ksiv v'chasim v'taiva. But every single individual has to worry. You know, every individual, we know that every year there's individuals that suffer nevach, individuals that leave us, and so on. So the individual has to worry. Beside the cloud, we are confident, we are happy. Beside the individual, there is that path. So Rebellious says, what is the etzah to be zeiche, to exceed the chasim ha-tayveh? If when the individual, when he davens for his own tzrachim, for health, for panosah, for nachas, for his children, if he includes himself together with davening for other people, for his friends, for his neighbors, for other people that he doesn't even know but knows that they have tzaras, if he includes himself together with others, then he's already davening b'teich rabim, then the koyach of the rabim is such to carry him along with them, and then he'll talk to be zeiche to exceed the chasim ha-tayveh. That is the etzah that Rebellious says. If a person wants to be zeiche, he should daven his tefillos mitoch davening for other people. And that's the pshat. Atem nitzavim hayom of the Zayir HaKadosh. When can you stand on this day? When do you have a kiyum? L'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. If it's kulchem, ba'achdus, rosheichem, shifteichem, zikneichem, kol ish Yisrael. That's one machshava over here. As Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing Klal Yisrael into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a statement over here. Pen yeshbachem isha isha a mishpacha a shevet, perhaps there'll be a man or a woman or a family or a tribe whose heart turns away from Hashem, lolekas lavedes alahe agayim ahem. Pen yeshbachem shayish kai reish balan. Perhaps you have roots in you of bitter grass, bad mashavis, bad hashboys, bad inspirations. V'hoya b'shomi is diri ha'ala hazais. You're going to hear the klolos. V'yizbarek b'lvavi lamer, he will bless his heart saying, sholem yi'eli, I'll have peace. Ki v'shpivus libi eilech, I'll go in my heart's desire. L'man tzvoy sarove es atzmeya. And what he's going to do is he's going to bring upon himself punishment for shaking like a mazed, Rashi says. Person will say, everything will be fine, I have nothing to worry about. What's going to happen? Hashem's not going to want to forgive him. Then the anger of Hashem will burn on this person. I once heard a question asked by Rav Hudna Zatzal. You know, in Parashat B'chukai say there's a teichichem. And over here there's a teichichem. Over there there's klolos, and over here there's klolos. Yet after Parshas B'chukai, we don't have this statement. If a person will say, Shalom Yenashi B'shvius Libi Eile, I'm not going to worry about the klolos, Hashem is going to get angry at you. After Parshas B'chukai says, Teichich, we don't see that. It's only over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that if a person will calm himself down and say, you have nothing to worry about, then Hashem will be angry at you. What is the difference between the Teichich and Parshas B'chukai say that there is no worry that a person will say B'shvirus Libi Eilech, and the Teichich over here in Parshas Devarim, there is a worry that a person will say, I have nothing to worry about. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu points that out. What is the difference? So the Yesod HaDvarim is, number one, the Putna says, is based on a Ramban. The Ramban says that the difference between the Teichich in Parshas B'chukai and the Teichich in Parshas Kisavai is that the Teichich of Parshas B'chukai speaks primarily about the Chatoim of the Bnei Yisrael during Bayis Rishon. And the Teichich in Parshas Kisavai speaks about the Chatoim of the Bnei Yisrael during Bayis Sheni and onwards. And that is the reason for this chilek over here. Fine. But why should there be a difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? Why during Bayis Rishon wasn't there that worry that they're going to say B'shvirus Libi Eilech? And punked in Bayis Sheni, we had that worry. So here Rav Hutna says, Amari the Kiyasait. The Yetzahara that played Klal Yisrael during Bayis Rishon and the Yetzahara that played Klal Yisrael during Bayis Sheni were two totally different Yetzaharas. Every generation we know has its own Yetzahara. The two Yetzer Haras were totally different from each other, Mikotz El Akotz. We know that the primary Yetzer Hara that plagued Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Rishon was the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. Menashe HaMelech and others that were mashal Klal Yisrael and Avodah Zarah, that was the primary reason for Churban Bayis Rishon. And Bayis Sheni, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were mevatel the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. They daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells us, Ribbono Shel Olam, you gave us this Yetzer Hara only that we should conquer it and get schar. Please, lehein v'leh scharam, we don't want that Yetzer Hara. Take it away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to them. But the Rambam says that b'machim the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, there was another Yetzer Hara. B'bayis Sheni Tzotz Haminus, Apikursis, is what spread, it became rampant during Bayis Sheni. What is the difference between the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah and the Yetzer Hara for Apikursis? It is two diametrically opposed Yetzer Haras. When someone has the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, he has a Yetzer Hara, an inclination to serve a god. He wants to be meshuggah to a certain god, except it's the wrong god. Instead of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to serve a different god. He wants to serve idols, whatever their kaikas represent. The Yetzer Hara for Apikursis, Apikursis has in it the word hefkerus. He wants to be hefker, atheism. He doesn't want to serve anybody. There are no outside forces, there's no forces above. Nothing is going to be meshavim me. He wants to be totally hefker. He doesn't want to serve anybody. He doesn't believe in anything. What's in front of my eyes, that is what I believe. There's nothing spiritual, there's nothing above this world. That's one of the reasons why there was Nevuah during Bayis Rishon, but during Bayis Sheni, Nevuah became Batim. When a person wants to be Meshuggah, when a person wants to serve something, so then Nevuah helps, because if he's misguided to serving the wrong thing, a Navi can guide him on the proper path. Instead of serving the Avodah Zarah, the Navi can convince him to serve Hashem. But if a person does not want any guidance at all, if a person is hefkeres, he doesn't want to serve anything at all, he doesn't believe in anything above this world, he doesn't believe in anything spiritual, so then he's not going to believe in the void either. Hefkeres, he's not going to listen to a Navi. Memeu during Bayis Sheni, where the Apikursis was rampant, that is when the Nevuah became Bat. Zakr Hutner, based on that, you can understand why in the first Taikatha you don't have this Kibishvirus Livyele, this Barak Bovavelemar, everything will be peaceful. Because during Bayis Rishon, it's not the way people thought. People believed in higher forces. And they believed that perhaps there's going to be an accounting, except they believed in the wrong things. But think over here, the Taikatha of Bayis Sheni. This Taikach over here deals with Bayis Sheni, where there was Hefkeres. See, here the Taikach says, Vizbarach Bovavai Leymar, Kibishvirus Livyele, I'll do whatever I please, and no one's going to stop. That is the Chilik. It's a major Yisoyit in Yetzer Haras. People mistake Avodah Zarah for Apikursis. It's Mamash Rav Huttner says, it's two diametrically opposed Yetzer Haras. One was rampant during Bayis Rishon, one was rampant during Bayis Sheni. Today in America, we see that second Yetzer Hara very much so. Very much so, the Yetzer Hara for Hefkeres. No one's going to tell me anything. People try and get God out of their lives. They're not really interested in hearing about any higher forces. That Yetzer Hara of Hefkeres is really rampant today. I saw a very nice pshat. On this pasuk over here, V'hoya v'shamay is divrei ha'ola hazois. When we hear the words of this klola, V'zborek bo'vovoy leimar, he will bless his heart, saying, Shalom yihi ali, it'll be peaceful for me. So, what's the Hezbarah Bovavoy Leymar? Why he'll bless his heart? So I saw a shot from Rav Pesach Frank. He was a fellow that was Machal Shabbos Barabbi. And people, they made a machor against him. They said, how are you talking? Machal Shabbos Barabbi. So he says, you'll see, I'll make it all up. So after Shabbos, he donated a certain amount of money to some, you know, Jewish organization, which wasn't really very Jewish. So he says, you see, you know, I have a good heart. The main thing is to have a good heart. Keeping Shabbos, But the Iker is I should have a good heart. What do you think in Shemayim they like better? I should keep Shabbos and not have a good heart, or have a good heart and not keep Shabbos? So Pesach said that's a perfect example of his vulnerable vavay lamer. He counts on his heart. He says, I have a Jewish heart. Doesn't make a difference if I keep the externals, if I wear tefillin, if I eat kosher, if I keep Shabbos. Those are just external things. The ikar is his vulnerable vavay lamer. The ikar is to have a Jewish heart. For that it says, well, Yehovah Hashem Shloach Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to have Rachmanis on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it out on him. It's not good enough to have just a Jewish heart. You have to be Mekayim to tell you. You have to be an Evita HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaYidoysi Bochem HaYoyim Es HaShemayim Ve Es HaOretz HaChayim Ve HaMovis Nosaki Lufanecha. I gave you life and death. HaBrocha Ve HaKlolo. Blessings and curses. Uvocharto Bachayim. You should choose life, leman tichye, in order that you may live, atov zarach. I gave you blessings and curses, life and death. Uvocharta b'chayim, leman tichye, atov zarach. So Moshe Feinstein, the Chetzadik Lebrocha, asks two questions over here. One is the obvious question that everybody asks. Uvocharta b'chayim, leman tichye. You should choose life in order that you may live. Of course you choose life. For living. What else are you going to choose life for if not to live? You're going to choose life to die? What's the pshat? Secondly, what does it mean, uvacharta b'chayim l'man tichya atov v'zaracha? The Torah is speaking to every single generation. So the same way the Torah is speaking to the first generation, it's also speaking to the children. So why is it necessary to say, uvacharta b'chayim l'man tichya atov v'zaracha? It would have sufficed to say l'man tichya because it's speaking separately to every generation. Why l'man tichya atov v'zaracha? So Rabbi Shlomo here says a very important nekuda. When a person does avodas Hashem, when a person keeps the mitzvahs, even if it comes with tremendous and serious nefesh, he has to show that he's doing it b'simcha. He has to show that he's doing it with a cheshik. There's nothing more that he would like to do than to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, unfortunately, in the earlier part of the 20th century, there were Yidden that lived here in America that were mois and nefesh for keeping Shabbos. And mamish, they lost their jobs from one week to the next because they didn't report on Shabbos. The next week they had to look for another job. And unfortunately, a lot of those people that were mois and nefesh for keeping Shabbos, their children went off the derech. How could that be? So he said, being that it was difficult, and the kids saw on their parents how difficult it was, the kids said, what do I need that ASIC for? Why do I need that hardship? You know, if it's difficult for my parents, I don't want to choose a life that's difficult. I want to choose a life that's easier. But Lahepach, for those people that kept Shabbos with a simcha, and they showed their children there is no other way, and this is the best way of living, they did it with simcha. Adarav, their children became stronger because of those Nisyanis, and they kept it, and it went on to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation. That's the pshat of Rav Moshe when it says over here, Ubacharta b'chayim, uman tichya atov zaracha. You have to choose life, and it has to be done with the chiyus, it has to be done with the levendikai, it has to be done with the simcha. In order that, by osmosis, it's going to pass down to your children. If you do it with a shverikai, there was a saying that back in the old, in the earlier generations, it's a shveritz zayin a yid. It's difficult to be a yid. So Rav Moshe said, with that attitude, the kids are not going to have anything of it. Why should I have the shveritzayin? Uvacharta b'chayim l'man tichya, in order that you should live atov zaracha, do it in a way it's going to pass down to your children, and then you're assured that there'll be continuity collapsing the generations. Rav Aaron Kuckel of Zatzal once said over, where did he get his inspiration for learning? He said he once saw it from his father. His father, in addition to being a tremendous guy, his father was the Sisla of Tzarab. In addition to being a guy, he was also, for Parnassa, he dealt with furs, with different inyanim in business. So he used to have a Seder Halimud in the morning, where no one but no one could stand from his learning. So one day he's busy learning in his room, and a Goyish merchant comes to do business with him. And he had to see him right now because he was on his way to leave, and he had a tremendous amount of dealings to do with him. It would be a major profit for Avon's father. So the Rebbetzin went in to her husband. He said, I'm sorry, I can't speak to him right now. You know, learning, this is the Iker, finished. And the fellow threatened, he says, you know, he's going to lose a major profit. And he insisted that learning comes before anything. This is the chiyus, and that's it. And he left. And Rav Aharon saw this. He said that made such a roshim on him that his father was willing to give up any parnosa in the world. He was willing to give up a hain ra'av for the sake of Torah. He says this was an inspiration to him that Torah is the ikar and everything else is secondary. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Ubacharta l'chaim, choose the life, but it has to be in such a way, l'matichya atov is arachov, in order that it's not only a life for you, but it's going to go down to your children. So a beautiful mashal. It says in the Torah, it says in Parshas Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, asher anoichi mitzavacha hayayim, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, it's not covered up, it's not removed from you, it's not far away from you, it's not up in Shemayim to say who will go up to heaven and bring it down for us. Rashi learns that this is going on the Torah B'Ksav, Torah Shemiksav, and Torah Shemalpeh. Lo Yivar Shemayim Bi. V'loy Me'yever Layom, he's not on the other side of the sea. Le'emer Mi'yavar Lanu, Alever Hayom. Who will go to the other side of the sea? V'yikochel Lanu. Ki Korav Elecha Hadavar Ma'oyit. It's very close to you. B'ficho u'bilvovcho la'asayse. It's not in Shemayim, it's not on the other side of the sea. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart. I saw a beautiful marshal. First, the machshava over here. The machshava over here from the Svarim, that there are people that are toilet, their lack of success in Torah. And in this verse, my situation would just be different. If Min HaShemayim, they would have made for me a situation where I have more parnasa, or they'd make me live in a better neighborhood, or maybe they would have been going, I should be living more comfort, then it would be easier for me to learn, it would be easier for me to keep the Torah. Maybe if I'd be living in a different country where the people are frumer, maybe over there, Me'ever Layam, maybe over there the situation would make it better for me, where it's easier to be Mekayim the Torah. So that the Torah tells us it's up to you wherever you are. It's not totally in Shemayim. It's not totally in the country that you live. Ki korav elecha hadavar ma'oid b'ficha u'bavacha. It's up to you. Wherever you are. It makes no difference what country you're in. It makes no difference what your situation is. Because I'll tell us, Hillel mechayev asaniyim. Hillel is mechayev the poor people to learn. There's nobody poorer than Hillel, and yet he became the God of Israel. And there's others, Rav Tarfon is Mechayvus or Ashirim. There are those that say, I have so much business, I can't be Isaac and Tiger. Rav Tarfon is very wealthy, he's Mechayvus or Ashirim. So I saw a beautiful marshal, Yaakov Galinsky, said in the Vardik, they used to say over his story. There was a little boy, must have been 8, 9 years old. They used to come late to Cheder every single day. Every single day, the Rebbe spoke to him once and twice and three times, and he just didn't come on time. Mom used to get petch. The Rebbe used to give him petch. His parents sometimes used to patch him. Poor kid. So finally, the Rebbe sits down with him. He tells him, Hetzachai, what's your problem? Why do you come late? So he says, you know, I can't find my pants in the morning. I can't find my shoes. I can't find my shirt. So I find everything. Yeah. So the Rebbe says, I have a push to eight for you. Take a piece of paper at night and write down before you go to sleep where your pants are, where your shirt is, where your socks are, where your shoes are. Write everything down. So in the morning, everything will be fine. You know, and then you'll have it all in hand and everything will be good. The kid listens to his Rebbe, Givaldi, right before he goes to sleep. My pants, I left on the table. My shirt is hanging on the hook. My shoes are near my bed. My socks are over here. And I am in bed. You know, and he had the list in front of him. Everything devolved. Wakes up the next morning, gets out of bed, takes the list. My pants, I have them right here. My shoes, I guess my neck. But then, where am I? He comes to his bed. He's not in his bed. You know, so he has a problem. Where am I? You know, and he's looking around for himself. If I stayed till that day, he wasn't late to school. He didn't show up at all. He couldn't find himself. So, in the Vardik, they said, everything around you could be perfect, but if you don't find yourself, and you don't put yourself into the matzah, then all of the zayti in your are bottle and mavotl. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Ki karadei lecha hadover ma'oid b'ficho u'bavavcha. You have to find yourself. You have to organize yourself. You have to put yourself into the picture. It's very easy to blame this matzah and that matzah and that matzah, but if you don't put yourself into it, then the best matzahs in the world are not going to help you any. There's a Moedik and Medrash over here in Parshas Vayelech, a Peledik and Medrash. On the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hein Korvu Yomech Olamos, behold, your days to be nifter have come close. Kroes Yehoshua, call Yehoshua, Vizyatzvei Ba'oil Moed, Va'atzavenu, and I will command them to lead Klal Yisrael. Vayelech Moshe Yehoshua, Vizyatzvei Ba'oil Moed. The Peledik and Medrash over here. Medrash tells us that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, the Shechina HaKadosha that used to meet privately with Moshe Rabbeinu, it now met privately with Yehoshua. Today was the day Yehoshua was taking over, so the Shechina was nisyachei with Yehoshua. So afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Yehoshua, "What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you?" So Yehoshua said, "Moshe Rabbi, Moshe my Rabbi, all those years that the Shechina was misyachid with you, I never asked you what the Shechina told you. So now that the Shechina is misyachid with me, please don't ask me what the Shechina said to me." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, on that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Toiv elef misois mekina achas. It's better to die 1,000 deaths than to be jealous once." And shortly afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted. The obvious question is, how could it be? Like, how could it be such a zach that Yeshua, that got all of this Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that he should tell Moshe Rabbeinu such a zach that, you know, I never asked you, so please don't ask me? So the Vilna Gaon says that this was all an etzah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because we know from the Psukim, and we know from the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel by Eschanan Hashem, that he said, "Leimor, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to leave this world. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael." And the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You can't go into Eretz Yisrael because the time of Yeshua has come to rule, and two Melachim cannot rule at the same time." Moshe Rabbeinu even wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael as a behemoth. That's how much he wanted to live. He didn't want to leave this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like to take away tzaddikim when they themselves don't want to leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes tzaddikim away from this world only meritzainam when they are willing to leave. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to leave meritzainam hatoyim. He didn't want him to leave against his will. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged this ploy that he would tell Yehoshua, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks you what I told you, tell him that this is your time now with me, and that he shouldn't ask you anymore what I told you. So the male of Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt a little bit of that kinnah, and Moshe Rabbeinu on his own was masking, "Toiv elef misois, it's better to die 1,000 deaths than to be jealous once." That is the way Moshe Rabbeinu was masking to be nifter, and the male of his baruch who took him away from this world, meritzaini hatoiv. That's the way the Vilna Gaon tightens up the medrash. A good Shabbos, everybody. Shabbat Shiva, Shabbat Shiva, Toiv, a good Shabbat.